What are your plans for tonight, honey? Tammy, my best friend and charge nurse, asked. The calmness of the day wouldn't last. Though we'd had very little in the eyes of emergencies come through the doors, it was January, in the middle of what could be Snowmageddon, and it was only a matter of time before shit hit the fan. It was possible I wasn't going to be doing anything tonight because we'd be stuck here due to the ice that was supposed to hit sometime mid-afternoon. Or nothing at all could happen and I could be going home to my dog and my grandpa at normal time. With Texas weather, one never knew. As of right now, I don't have any plans. I admitted, my gaze going toward the door three separate times in that small sentence alone. Why, you ask, couldn't I keep my gaze on my friend, the polite thing to do while she was talking to me? Because I knew something Valhalla Drew, she'd changed her name sometime since I'd last seen her, didn't. I would be her attending. I would be the one keeping an eye on her. I would be the one making her life a living hell and enjoying it. Because she'd done the same to me, I saw no reason there couldn't be fair play.
You want to grab a burger? Pizza?
She asked, batting her eyes at me. I ignored her eye batting and once again looked toward the ER doors. She'd be coming through them any second. Unless she was late, which would be par for the course for her, she was always late. Late to school, late to her birthday, late to the barbecue thrown by the medical students. But one thing she wasn't ever late for was work. It didn't matter how many times I tried to get her to skip, because, hell, we only had so many days off of school, she was on time every time, and never missed a day, not even when she was sick. No, I answered honestly. Pops needs me home. Pops was my 78-year-old grandfather who'd moved in with me a few months ago. My grandmother, Nona, had died about a year ago, and I'd watched my pops go downhill very slowly, then finally decided if I didn't do something, I'd come by one day to check on him and he'd be gone. That was why I moved him and my dog that he had been dog-sitting for me for years, in with me. He was very capable of being alone still, but on days like today, where the weather was fucked up and could go bad, I wanted to make sure I could get to him if I needed to. Plus, if I was there when the power went out, I would be the one to start a fire, not him. Not saying he wasn't fully capable of it, but I hadn't had time to get any firewood inside before I'd had to leave, and that old goat would go out there and bring it inside himself if he needed to.
Your pops is perfectly capable of taking care of himself, Tammy pointed out. Whoa, who's that?
I turned only my head to see who she was talking about, and my breath froze in my lungs. I'd seen photos of her since she'd left, of course, but the years hadn't aged her at all. In fact, she was even more beautiful now than when she'd left.